our country, there are some things that take place in darkness that are much better brought to light. There is no telling how many people share the views of the violent white right.
White power!
They are invisible to most of us, acting as individuals or in small groups until they resort to violence. Our story is about the hate and violence passed down from father to son in one particular family, the Kehoe family, who tried to raise their 8 sons to be white warriors. They hurtle down hills at up to 90 miles an hour. They crush their victims. They can block roads or wipe whole towns from the face of the earth. In the 20th century, 1 million people have died this way, buried alive by a mudslide. We seem to live in an ever more frightening world, a world full of risks, a world in which dangers lurk in even the most ordinary things.
Toxic fish-killing organism Listeria continues to spread.
Threats appear to be all around us. But is the world really more dangerous? Or could it be that we profoundly misunderstand the nature of risk? Are our fears of the increasing risks of violence, murder, and lethal disease an illusion? Or are they the product of a desire to live dangerously?
New York City, the ultimate urban environment. The contrast between this great city and the great jungles of Africa could not be wider. Yet the city and the jungle are linked through a piece of Congo rainforest that's been created at the Bronx Zoo in New York. Here, visitors can meet a gorilla face to face. It's part of an extraordinary zoo experience designed to involve zoo visitors in saving wild animals back in the real forests of the Congo. The gorillas and all the other animals here are more than zoo creatures. They are ambassadors for their wild kind back in Africa. The new rainforest in the Bronx could redefine the role of zoos in the 21st century.